Case number 10,147, Carolyn Richards, south of Road 54, west of Blue Teal Road, being Lot 2, Block C, within Swan Keys Development. A variance from the side yard setback requirement.
This was my mother's estate.
Okay.
It's passed to my sister and I. I'm here to get
for the variance. Your name and address.
James H. Richards, Jr., 208 Johns Road, Newark, Delaware, 19711.
Okay. And do you swear affirm the testimony you're about to give should be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Okay.
Good evening.
Good evening, sir.
Thanks for taking the time to hear this from me. I'm here to apply for a variance for the side yard setback for our property in Swan Keys. I had a diagram. I don't know if you all have a copy of this. I turned it in with my application.
Yes, sir.
We had a property, a house on there that was 14 by 70 with a porch that was grandfathered in when my parents bought this in 1976. What we're asking is to have a property, a house that's the same width still, 24 by 70. The current thing that has been demolished because it was worn out doesn't sit any further next to the property that I'm asking for the 6-foot variance than it currently did before.
Or 4 foot,
yeah. I'm sorry.
It's okay.
So that's why I'm here, just to see if we can get that variance and put a new property on the property.
Okay.
It's on the same footprint as the previous dwelling?
The previous house was 14 wide, and the porch was 10.
Right.
The porch went down about 35, 40 feet. So this house is actually going to be 24 by 70, which if you just extend the porch down another 20 or 30 feet.
Okay.
The neighbor that is close to us where I'm asking for the variance actually moved her house over in the event that my parents, when they were still living, did this. There wouldn't be so much of a visual problem there.
Okay. Okay. Are there any further questions, Mr. Wortman? Mr. Hudson? Mr. Mills? Okay, hearing no further questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Where's Ron when you need him? So where's Ron when you need him?
I was down to look. It's the same thing where they're putting a larger homes into this GR district since we changed it over from Mobile Home Park.
So. See, Ron would say.
You approved him,
Mr. Chairman. There's other variances. And
yep.
I don't see where it changed the character of the neighborhood.
Don't put that in. You be Mr.
I don't see where it altered the essential character of the neighborhood, and because of the uniqueness, because of the lot size and minimum afford relief, I make a motion. We approve case number 10,147.
You have a second to that motion?
Second.
You have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Workman that we approve case number 10,147. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Your case is approved, sir.
Thank you. How do I proceed? Is it okay just to
call
the people that we bought the house from, tell them I've been approved? It's verbally okay to do that.
Explain it.
The decision doesn't become final until a written version is signed by the chairman and filed with the office, which generally takes about 60 days. So,
okay.
Or 30 days, and then there's a 30-day appeal period. So whatever you do within that time frame, you do at your own risk.
Okay. Thank you.
And you get a letter stating that. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. It'll be mailed tomorrow, too.
Okay. Thank you.